Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about how to apply attraction marketing in real estate wholesaling. Stay tuned. All right. We're going to have some fun. I'm taking my time this week because we're doubling down, okay? I found that a lot of people on this channel really want to know more about how they're going to grow their real estate wholesaling business, how they're going to market their business, and they want to tap into the experience that I have in that. And I'm going to do exactly that. I'm going to focus on that, but I'm also going to focus on my core principles on how to market or run a successful campaign for any type of business. So just bear with me as we go along in this new journey. It's going to be a lot of fun. So as usual, I'll be answering questions as they come along. And so today we're going to be talking about how to apply attraction marketing in real estate wholesaling. Honestly, attraction marketing that can be applied in any business. Okay. And I'm going to share that with you. But again, as usual, we're always going to dig in, starting from the questions that you, the viewers, are sending in by email. If you want to send me an email, you have a question, send me an email to myempirepro@gmail.com. So today's questions go like this. Hi, Ola. After a few mailings to some recent pre-foreclosures list, I have not had any prospect called yet. However, a friend of mine referred a prospect. He gave me her and her husband's phone numbers. I called right away. She seemed excited to hear from me. Okay. I set the appointment and visited the property within 24 hours. That's how you do it. Okay. The owners were not there, even though they promised they would be there. And now they haven't picked up the phone in over one week. How can I get these people to sign up? If this works out, it will be my first deal. Thanks for your help. All right, so this is exactly, you know, this kind of question is the reason why I really wanted to take the time to share the principle of attraction marketing with you and how it applies in real estate wholesaling, okay? Essentially, you need to understand that attraction is not a choice, okay? It's a result, it's an effect of other activities. You know, being attracted to a lady, being attracted to working with a customer, a client, a coach, all those things, you can't really control it, okay? It's not a choice. To be attracted to another person, to create some type of relationship, either personal or business, you can't force it. However, you can reverse engineer it, okay? And that's what I want to share with you. You can orchestrate it, you know, depending on how you set up your business, starting from your very posture. Does that make sense? All right. So that's why I want to take the time to share that with you, because as you can see in this person's questions, they're chasing, right? They're pursuing, and that's not what you want, okay? If you set up your business in a way that you're the one pursuing the leads, you're already failing, okay? So, for example, as a pre-foreclosure specialist, you're looking for motivated sellers, right? Not pre-foreclosure, as a wholesaling business type of person. Your job is, you're not in the business of real estate, really. You're in the business of people, okay? And your job is marketing, okay? That's really your number one job. Your number one job is to create deals, facilitate deals, and make deals happen. You don't have to be the owner of the property. You don't have to buy the property. You just got to put some words out there. You got to promote some kind of marketing message that attracts motivated sellers. That's the idea behind wholesaling business, right? You find motivated sellers and you link them up with buyers, okay? You link those properties up with buyers, okay? You find motivated sellers, people that have properties that they don't want, right? Properties that's become a liability for them for many reasons. It could be pre-foreclosures, it could be a divorce, it could be they inherited a property that they don't want, right? Your job is to put marketing message out there that attracts those type of leads to you, meaning the motivated sellers, okay? So the keyword there is attract, okay? The keyword in what I just said is attract them to you, not chasing them, not pursuing them. Because guess what? Whoever is pursuing in that equation, in that relationship right there, is losing. That's just the way it works, okay? It's losing. And maybe not necessarily losing, but it's the person that's being pursued is the one in control, more importantly, okay? The person that's being pursued is the one in control. And if you want to be in control, you want to position yourself to be the chasee. You want to be the person that's being chased after, okay? So your services, your solution must be so good that people are chasing after you. And as you can see in this email, you're the one chasing, okay? And that's not attractive, okay? If you're the one that have to chase this person around, the more times you call and that phone is ringing and they're not picking up, the more needy you are coming off as a needy person, you're coming off as clingy, and nobody wants to work with someone like that, okay? Because after all, if you're so busy, if you're so good at what you do, why should you be chasing, right? Why should you be chasing? So you may say, but Ola, you're right. I'm not busy. I'm not busy enough, right? So I'm trying to close my first deal, like you said. But here's the thing, posture is everything. You must act in such a way anyway that you don't need any particular human being, okay? That's called confidence, okay? So the people you're gonna be working with, they wanna see that you're confident. They wanna see that you know what you're talking about. They wanna see that you are, in fact, on high demand out here. They wanna feel that way. They don't necessarily need to see it that way. They need to feel like you're in high demand. They need to feel that you know what you're talking about. They need to feel like, you know, that you're not desperate, okay? So if you're pounding their phone and you're calling and you're calling and calling, then you are losing already because they're like, why is this guy calling like this? Am I the only person? Am I their first customer? You don't want anybody to feel like you're their first customer, okay? The first customer of the day, yeah, sure, but not the first customer ever. You don't want them to feel that way. If they, and not to say that you can't be honest if they ask you a question, are you their first customer? Not to say you can't be honest, but if they feel the need to ask that question at all, you lost. Okay, because chances are they're using that to pre-qualify you, and they're not supposed to be pre-qualifying you. You need to be pre-qualifying them. Is that making sense to you? You need to be the one pre-qualifying them. Okay, so if you're the one that's being pre-qualified, again, you don't have control of the situation, and that's what you see that's playing out here. And the more you call, the harder it gets to get them on the phone. The worse it just gets, okay? And you're better off stop calling this person, okay? So what do I do? How can you get this person to sign up with you? You stop calling them and you go fill your pipeline, okay? Any business, especially the real estate wholesaling business, is about having a pipeline. It's about having a pipeline. I've seen a few videos out there that say you should not build a list. Wrong. You must build a list, okay? You must be building a list. It's called a database, okay? You must have a database of buyers, okay? That's on the buyer side of things. But now on the seller side of things, you must also have a database because some of the best resources that you're gonna make a lot of money from is referrals, okay? So if you have referrals, a list of people referring people to you, when somebody, a family member needs help, need to get rid of a property, need to sell a property fast, guess who they're gonna call first? You're gonna be the one they're gonna call first, and that trust factor is just that powerful because they're referring you to that person, okay? Now, besides that, now we're talking about how to attract motivated sellers. You know, like I said, there's pre-foreclosures, right? There's divorce lists, right? And there are people that inherit properties, probate situations that they don't want, right? And maybe people in violation, you know, all this stuff is public records, and those lists are yours that you can market to. But now, how you market to them is what's gonna determine if you're practicing attraction marketing or not, okay? Now, let me pay attention to what I'm about to say. When you put out marketing message and all you're asking people to do is sign up, sign up, sign up, sign up, Well, you're just like everybody else. You're not standing out. And one of the key characteristics of using attraction is that you stand out. You're in the top 3% of whatever it is you're involved in. You're in the top 3% real estate wholesalers out here. You're not chasing people, right? You're not telling people to call you, right? Just by calling you because you have a solution. As a matter of fact, you're delivering solution first. Okay, you're leading with value. So the key thing with attraction marketing, okay, or the attraction science of real estate wholesaling is that you need to be the expert. You need to be the person leading with value. Everybody else is asking people to sign up. Everybody else is asking people to call first. But if I were you, I'm gonna lead my marketing with delivering value first. Okay? Delivering value first. Let me give you a scenario. For example, pre-foreclosures, right? So a bunch of people, maybe that went through a real estate investing class, they're now sending mailings out. They're marketing, right? They're trying to catch their first deal too, right? So you have about, I don't know, 18, 20 people. In the first week, somebody's name hit the pre-foreclosure list. They send letters to that same person. Well, everybody is sending the same letters, right? Now, I'm not sure if you want to be sending letters. You can, if you have the budget, sure, send letters, but your letter needs to stand out somehow, somewhere. It needs to be leading with value because everybody else is trying to take from that prospect already by having them call because they want to take their property away from them. If I were you, when I send mailings to this property, at the very minimum, I would test as a marketer, I would test pushing out some marketing message with value first, okay? That means I will lead with value. I will provide them the information they need. So, for example, an average person, when they pick up those average letters, right, they want to know more about how they can stop the foreclosure, how they can avoid the foreclosure, how to sell the house fast. They would like to know more first before they sign up with anybody or put a house under contract. They would like to know more, right? But an average person, an average direct mailer, direct marketer is sending letters so they can set an appointment and so they can go take the property away by putting the property under contract, right? I'm going to suggest that you test it, okay? Test by leading with value. Give them the information that they need. Find out what the pain, right? The pain of somebody going to pre-foreclosure is that they're afraid they're going to lose their house and lose all the equity in it, right? They're afraid that they're going to lose this property into foreclosure, right? And the people you're looking for is motivated sellers, okay? That's all you should be worried about, right? But before you can worry about motivated seller, people go through a process. So if you want to stand out, you want to be a student of what process they go through before they get to the point where they feel like I need to sell fast. And you want to help them facilitate getting through that process by providing them with the tools and information they need to do that from from an information standpoint, right? All right, from a very informative standpoint. And you want to be the first to provide them with the information. So it could be something like a little brochure or a letter that says 6 ways to avoid foreclosure, 6 ways to stop foreclosure, 6 ways to avoid losing your property to foreclosures, right? And you want to be the person providing that. And if I were you, I would bring them over to a website where they have to download it, right? And if they download it, then I'll capture their contact information, okay? So I contact their contact information, and when I capture their contact information, I deliver in the form of email the information, but that email will also have my contact information, right? So they can reach out if they choose to, and but now I can follow up with them because I have their email address, okay? So now every time I send an email to them, it's free marketing as opposed to everybody else that send that one letter and they're hoping that they hit something, they hit a jackpot with that one letter. See, you're smarter than the rest of the people. You capture their contact information digitally so you can keep following up with them. And every follow-up information you're sending to them is actual valuable information with your contact information below. Guess who they're gonna call first if they really decide they wanna call somebody? Are they going to call the person that has helped them already or the person that is just willing to take their property away so fast? Again, this takes some consistency either way. But again, when you look at the fact that you're able to market to them for free for the process that they're going through, for example, in New Jersey, this process takes 11, 12 months in a typical market condition, maybe longer when the market is bad, right? But the key thing there is that you're able to capture people's contact information so you can follow up, and that helps your marketing cost, and that helps you stay in profit longer than everybody else. Plus, on top of that, you're leading with value. This is attraction marketing now. So think about it. If these people call you, they're calling you first. You're not going to have to chase them around, okay? So a lot of time people will say, hey, hold on, I got this person for you. Can you take their phone number and call them? I may try to call them once, but after that once, that's it, okay? But honestly, I'm usually too busy to even call anybody. It's just a better position to be in when people call you, because you're in control of the conversation and you're starting with, how may I help you? If the call cannot start with, how may I help you? In which case, that means they already know who you are and how you can help them. That means you're expecting that they know how you can help them, right? If that call cannot start that way, then you've already defiled the law of attraction when it comes to marketing in your real estate wholesaling business, okay? But if the call can go something like this, like, hi, this is Ola, how may I help you? And say, yes, I'm calling because I received your letter. So you can still use your traditional direct mail to practice attraction marketing. I just think it's better and more cost effective when you capture digital contact information for the long run, so you can build your list of people that are motivated sellers, and they can refer other people to you too, because you're building your brand in that local marketplace. They know you're the stop foreclosure person. They know you're the person that buys the properties that needs to be gotten rid of immediately, right? You're the investor that buys the houses that need to leave the market immediately, right? You want to build that brand. You want to build that self-brand. You want to be known for that, right? And that's how you're going to avoid you having to chase people around with phone numbers, okay? Number one, you got to be busy, because that's going to affect your confidence. If you're not busy creating content, because again, what I just shared with you is something I refer to as the three C's, which I'm going to cover extensively in another video. It's called the three C's. You create content. You create content that has solution that can help these people first. You're leading with value first. And then you capture that audience. You capture that contact information. You build your list. You cannot avoid that before you attempt to close or convert, which is the third C, right? Close or convert. I prefer converting, because the process converts this person to become a client, another C, because they already close, they close themselves on working with me because they've seen me as the expert, because I help them first, as opposed to getting them to sign a contract immediately. So the bottom line here is that you need a pipeline, and you need a pipeline that has a consistent process like that through the funnel. You need a funnel. Somebody receives a letter, or they receive other people's letter. They come Google more information. They find you. That's another way that you can capture other people's leads online, because everybody is going to do that Google. They're going to Google before they make a decision. If they Google, are they going to find you in your local area as the person who buys houses, as the person who helps stop foreclosure? Are they going to find you? If they can't find you, then you already know what you already know what that situation is. You're losing already, okay? And if all you have is just the letters that you're sending out, then you're probably losing people to other people, right? And if somebody calls you and they say, hey, can I call you back tomorrow? And then you start chasing them around with the phone tomorrow, guess what? You're losing your power, because you're needy, you're clingy, you're coming off as somebody who doesn't have confidence, somebody who is not busy enough. Nobody wants to do business with somebody that's not busy enough. Just think about that. If you're not busy enough, nobody wants to do business with you. It's really that simple. And that's where attraction marketing comes into play when it comes to real estate wholesaling. Make sure you're never, ever chasing anybody. You must be in a position, on the mindset position, where you're always building your pipeline, and you trust yourself that your pipeline is always going to attract motivated sellers, people that are motivated, people that are ready to move. Even if it's empty right now, pretend. Not just pretend. Get busy with creating more content and creating more marketing for your business. And you spend most of your time doing that. And as your pipeline fill up and people come through the process of your funnel, they get pre-qualified before they pick up the phone to talk to you. And your first thing you say on the phone should be, how may I help you? And then you let them talk. You shut up, you let them talk. They're going to give you all the weapons that you need to do that conversion, to get them closing, to sign that contract over to you, so you can go find a buyer or you can go flip the property, whatever you want to do, whatever your exit strategy is, we'll start from there. But you want to make sure that you don't have a client that's stressing you out, okay? That's telling you you need to close now. You need someone that already trusts you as the expert because they've gone through a funnel where they see you as the expert, not just because you're calling yourself an expert like a clown, because you actually helped them first. You led with value. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you today. I cover this extensively in a book that I'm writing right now. It's called The Empire Lifestyle Secret. I cover attraction marketing extensively and how you must use it in your business, your real estate wholesaling business, any type of business. And if you want that book, you simply want to go to the link on the screen. It's allatalks.com/mastermind. Right now, you're going to see something different. Just get on inside there. You're going to see some downloadables. You can download it where I talk about the three C's, the three P's, multiple streams of income, and how to use leverage in building your business. List building, all that stuff is covered in that book. So make sure you get on inside right now, and I will hopefully you've been enlightened. Now make sure you subscribe to this channel if you want to see more videos about these topics. We're going to keep dumping them here for you. So every time it comes, if you subscribe, you get a notification. If you have questions specific to you and you want me to answer, please use the comment box below. Share your thoughts, share your questions. Click like, share. If you have anybody you think will like this video, share with them. They will appreciate you for that. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. More importantly, make sure you go to that link, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's olatux.com/mastermind. And go through that link, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.